Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another podcast episode of Mysterious Headlines. Today, we have an update in the case of Michael Vaughn. So this update came on January 26th, and it was published on the Fruitland Police Department Facebook page. And they said, the Fruitland Police Department continues to investigate the abduction of 5-year-old Michael Vaughn. At this stage in the investigation, investigators are working to validate information and follow up on new information we have received as a result of the last press conference. During the search warrants service at 1102 Red Wing, investigators recovered several pieces of evidence. Some of those pieces have been sent to a private DNA lab for further analysis. That process will take time, and we are patiently waiting for results. This investigation is multifaceted and will take time to bring a conclusion. Our partnerships with assisting agencies are strong, and we will continue to work closely with the Payette County prosecutor. We continue to ask for the community's patience as we pursue justice for Michael. The Fruitland Police Department is extremely grateful to the community for the community's support and all those who have had the courage to bring new information forward. Tips can be sent to the Fruitland Police Department at 208-452-3110. Tipsters may remain anonymous, and then they give an email address and the Crime Stoppers number. Future updates will be released on this page as they're available. So, I have a couple questions regarding this, okay? The first biggest question that I have is, why are they using a private DNA lab? Why? We know that Idaho has large FBI labs. It has state-run labs. To me, now I'm not in law enforcement, but from my perspective, as an outside citizen, wouldn't you want to use a state-run agency? Because if you send it to a private agency, then you could just turn around and say, oh, well, it was a private agency, and oh, do we trust it? Versus if you use your own, right? If you're in law enforcement and you use your own FBI lab or own law enforcement lab that is available, then you can't discredit it, right? And we know that those labs can have a pretty quick turnaround too. Versus a private lab, I understand that it would take longer because they're a private lab, they can prioritize things how they want. Which leads to my second question of why so long? This search warrant at 1102 Red Wing for the Wandra's house happened in November. Before Thanksgiving, this happened. And here we are, almost to the end of January, and you still don't have analysis on those pieces? That just doesn't seem right, that it would take that freaking long to get that back. It makes me question, what have they been doing this whole time? Because it sounds like they're just sending them to the private DNA lab. So then I'm asked, well, what have they been doing this whole time? Or if they've sent them to the private DNA lab a while ago, why is it taking so long? Why? It shouldn't take over 2 months to get information back. I follow other cases on here where they've gotten information, DNA information, way faster. So I don't know why it would take this long to get information back. And I've said this in other podcast episodes, but from the beginning of covering this case, I haven't had a lot of faith in this police department, and I consistently want to give them the benefit of the doubt that they're doing their best they're working their hardest, trying to do what they can to bring Michael home and find justice. But then we continually have things like this that make me question my faith in them and what they're doing. If I was a family member of Michael Vaughn, I would be screaming up a storm saying, how is it taking this long to get information back from this DNA? How is it taking this long? I would be questioning that, because it doesn't make sense to me. And I do know that, yes, if there's bone, that can take longer, but we know from their last press conference that they said they did not find human remains. So we know they're not sending bones off to the DNA lab. If anything, it's fingerprint, it's hair follicle. Skin cell. We know that it can't be bone because they said they didn't find human remains. So I don't know why it's taking this long. Perhaps you have some of these same questions. I would love to know why it has taken this long. If they could break down and say, well, this is when we recovered the DNA evidence, or the pieces of evidence, this is when we sent them to the lab, that, like, if they could give a breakdown, so maybe we could understand why it is now over 2 months later and we still don't have this information. It's frustrating continually covering this case and feeling as though we're lacking information, we're lacking transparency. And I get that they can't share everything with us. I get that there's things they have to keep close to the vest, that we're not going to know what pieces of evidence they found at 1102 Red Wing. I get that there's a lot of things we're not going to be disclosed. But from an outsider following this case, it consistently seems and looks like they're not doing their due diligence. When I look at this and say, they had this evidence in November, and here we are, they're still waiting for the analysis to be complete. Make it make sense. I don't know. But that is the update for now, which is not a whole lot of an update. We will wait for when they do get the analysis information back so that we can hopefully understand if it provided anything, gave us any more information in this case. But Michael still remains missing. If you are just listening to this episode and you are not familiar with the Michael Vaughn case, I just put up a couple days ago a podcast episode that covers the entire timeline of his case. It's called The Disappearance of Michael Vaughn, so you can go find that podcast episode. It's almost an hour long, but it goes over the entire timeline and entirety of his case from the beginning until now. So I highly recommend you go listen to that podcast episode if you're not caught up. That is a great podcast episode to catch up with. Until next time, thank you all for listening.